Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Oliver King was the Bishop of Bath and Wells in the late 1400s and early 1500s. He also served as the Chief Secretary during the reign of King Henry VII. Bishop King is most noted for restoring Bath Abbey. He did this because of a dream that he had one night. He saw angels climbing ladders into heaven, and as he stood in utter amazement at the foot of these ladders, he heard a voice from heaven calling out, "An olive shall establish the crown, and the king should rebuild the church." He interpreted these references to olives and kings to be an allusion to his name, Oliver King. So, he took this dream as God's instruction for him to support the Tudor monarchy and to rebuild the ruins of Bath Abbey. In fact, this dream is portrayed in the stonework on the western front of the abbey. Two stone-carved ladders stretch from heaven to earth, upon which 12 angels climb, 6 on each ladder. In Bishop King's dream of politics and architecture, there is more than a hint of the dream that Jacob had at Bethel. Jacob had a dream about angels ascending and descending on a ladder between heaven and earth. While Jacob did not throw his lot in with a monarch or rebuild an ecclesiastical ruin, he did erect a stone monument where he slept as a memorial to this outstanding and unexpected vision, as recorded in Genesis 28. Much ink has been spilled throughout history as people try to interpret Jacob's dream. Perhaps the most familiar interpretation is encapsulated in the spiritual song, "I Am Climbing Jacob's Ladder." The underlying assumption of this song is that if we want fellowship with God, then we need to ascend up to His level by climbing the ladder. We have the responsibility to climb at least a rung or two toward God in order to receive His blessings. But in Jacob's dream, Jacob remains stationary at the foot of the ladder. He does no climbing. In fact, we as sinful humans are incapable of climbing up to God through our own works or merits. Instead, we gather with Jacob at the foot of the ladder and we wait for God to come down to us. Indeed, God did exactly that when He sent not angels, but His own incarnate Son into the world to live among us. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, said to Nathanael in John chapter 1, verse 51, "And you will see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jesus is God found in the dust of human history, God who comes down to us because we could not ascend to Him. Jesus is the only way to God. He is the door through which we must pass to enter Bethel, the house of God. God's word of forgiveness in Jesus declares us sinners innocent by imputing to us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And in response, we get down in the dust of this world to help out our friends and our neighbors. We love them as Christ has loved us. So if you're looking for Jacob's ladder, don't be like Bishop King and focus on bricks and mortar. Jacob's ladder is found where the Word of God is preached, heard, and confessed. Indeed, that may be Bath Abbey or in any church building. But the crucial thing is the preaching of a gracious Savior who descended in humility to redeem us condemned sinners through His death and His resurrection. And Jesus did that for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the working of Your Holy Spirit, grant that we may gladly hear Your word proclaimed among us and follow its directing. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.